What's good, everybody? It is your girl Babsy here alongside my peoples. You know Warren Civic. Give them people a shout out, Warren.
Hey, what's up, Babsy? How are you? How things? What going on?
Nothing much, man. How was the weekend thing?
Hey, weekend was it was good. I went to a private event for the band launch, you know, band launch season right now in full effect in Trinidad. So
Yeah.
So all the little comments and the little back and all going on in little hidden corners now. So, you know, I have to be in between, you know, I have to get involved.
Oh, yeah. So what was the back and all over?
Well, no, it was just, it was like a little back and all between Tribe and, Hearts.
Oh, Lord.
It's just basically, yeah. Cause right now, actually, we don't even know what date another popular band is, going to launch, which is Fantasy. I haven't seen any data as yet, so I'm not sure if they're even coming out. I'm not sure what's really going on, so I'm trying to ask some questions to find out some details and some facts to see what's going on for next year.
Okay, it starts.
So what's going on? What's the latest?
Well, speaking about Bacchanal, I don't know if you saw the situation I went on the other day with Bungie Garland. Garland cuss out a woman on Facebook, Instagram. Let me get the post so I can read it so that we can really, talk about what happened. Basically, she had made comments, about him because he was, performing with, what's the fella's name? Idonia. So when he was doing his performance with Idonia, you know, they basically were united. So I guess a Trini and a Jamaican United is a problem. So she come and she say, Bungie Garland and the rest of Trinidadian hate Jamaicans like poison and Una still give them forward. Did you read today how the Jamaica Observer treated the Jamaican pregnant mother? Shake my head. So Bungie Garland was like... what did we talk about the other day? The reason why we're laughing, people, because if you listen to last week's podcast and the week before podcast, you'll understand why we're laughing right now. So Bungie Garland was like, I look like a fucking doctor to you. you know me. You see me treating a pregnant Jamaican woman or any nationality a pregnant anyway. Trinidadians don't even listen to soca like how much they listen to dancehall in Trinidad. So what hate you talking about?
Right.
So you talking off what you hear or you travel and see that and you tag me on top of that, you fucking crazy. Yo, I said, well,
nah, she catch him on a bad day. She catch him on a bad day. He didn't, no fucks was given. He didn't really care anything that day. And yet she tagged the man with the bullshit. You know what I mean? But to back him up on what he was really saying, you know what I mean? Some people have the perception that Trinidadians don't like Jamaicans, which isn't true. Because sometimes when dancehall artists come to Trinidad, they get denied at the airport because they don't have proper documentation. And they have to return. So and sometimes even when they come to perform, if they owe a promoter, for some reason or the other, which was a concert they may have done in the past and they didn't own up to their part of the bargain. Sometimes the promoter may send police on the stage for the said artist now. So I think all of that led up to what she was speaking about, what she was trying to speak about and probably didn't come out in the right way. She catch Bungie on a bad day and he just let her have it. You know,
but you know, it's funny when I see people say things like this because it's like almost, you know, I'm not gonna get specific, but there's some island people that come from certain islands that like it's like they don't understand what rules and boundaries and laws and stuff like that is. So they figure like they can just walk anywhere and do anything and handle people any way they want to handle them. It's like if you visit in Canada, there's stipulations for you to visit Canada. And if you don't meet those requirements, they will not let you in. So there's no difference with Barbados, Trinidad. Yeah. You know, every island has rules to let people in. So
they have the criteria and the requirements. So once you don't have your documentation in order, they're going to tell you return to your country or deny you entry. You know, it's just right. It's just only natural, and it has happened to dancehall artists who have been booked for concerts in Trinidad. So I think that is why it have people feeling a little salty and feeling a way, a type of way, because Trinidad have denied artists in the past, and then it have, you see, Jamaican artists making headlines by not honoring their part of the bargain, just like I said before. So I think all of that led up to what she was trying to argue, but her point was kind of invalid, because what Bungie was saying is that 80% of the music that is played in Trinidad on the radio on any given day is dancehall music, you know?
But listen, listen, Popcorn couldn't get a visa for Canada for years. Right. There are artists like right now, Tommy Lee, all of them that cannot get a visa for Canada. I don't see people saying Canadians hate Jamaicans. I don't see that right. conversation. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's how artists get denied in Canada every single week. All you see is so-and-so's coming, so-and-so's coming. And then you just see, yeah. well, due to unforeseen circumstances, and you find out like their visa get denied. Visa or sometimes denied, they yeah. even come to Canada and they get here and then they get turned back and they get put in detention here. Like a lot of things happen. So it's just weird to me that people would say, well, Trinidadians don't like Jamaicans.
No. If Trinidad had Trinidadians felt a type of way about Jamaicans, then they wouldn't even have events in Jamaica. Right?
Exactly. And
Trinidadians wouldn't even travel to Jamaica for Carnival, you know? And 90% of the partying circle was in Jamaica for Carnival just a couple months ago. So that fact was yeah. kind of invalid. So she was she was irrelevant with that argument. So
and you know, for me,
then too, you tag the money in your bacchanal.
Yeah.
So you catch him on a bad day.
You know what's funny about that? A lot of mm-hmm. these people tag people, but they don't mm-hmm. expect them to answer back. You know, yes, when I recently yeah. had that whole Dancehall Queen drama, people were tagging mm-hmm. me and I was replying to them. And the first thing they were saying was like, why are you coming to come take set upon me? And yo, I'm not the only one that said that. I'm like, but you're the only one that tagged me. You tagged me. So right. hold on. You tagged me and didn't expect a response. What are you tagging me for? Yes. I don't understand what you're doing. So it was almost like these people tag you to kind yeah. of like bully you, but they don't expect yeah, you to yeah. answer back.
They try to get a rise, not expecting that they'll get a rise out of your hair, but
right.
It sometimes people might have a bad day or you're just not really feeling to go into the bullshit, and you just have to right. put people in a place sometimes, you know? So yeah. I make an example yeah. out of somebody, you know? So I guess that is the decision he took that at that point in time now.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say on this before we change topics is, you know, people, I just want you guys to know, not everything has to do with your race or your nationality, you know. Some of you are just fucking idiots. And sometimes people don't want you around them, not because you're black or not because you come from a certain place. It's because you're a jackass and they don't want you around
yeah,
them.
Yeah, jackass,
so,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, stop drawing for the race card and the nationality card and look at yourself and realize that you might be part goat cunt while you having problems in life, and maybe you should take a look at some of the shit you doing while you facing so many problems. I ain't gonna get too deep in that because we have a lot of things to talk about. Some Soca Monarchs and competitions first. Let's talk about the International Bashment Soca Monarch, the first one they've ever had. Little Rick is the winner and he won with Bennett. So he won $80,000 Barbados dollars. Now, again, you and I called this from before. Yeah, congratulations, yeah. Ricky. You know, I watched all of the performances and, you know, Stiffy surprised me this year because normally he brings it on competition night. He seemed like a little bit out of it.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so congratulations to Lil Rick, the International Bashment Soca Monarch. He won with Bennett. And again, I hope to see this competition grow much larger because, you know, Bashment Soca is a genre that, you know, a lot of people seem to have interest in. So, yeah. you know, that's
surprising. The genre have this amount of longevity. Yeah. It's not something that you're seeing that it dying in the near future or anything like that. It's just when you're going to get better. Right. So congratulations, Lil Rick. And that's a song that will just probably make entry into Trinidad, just like what we spoke about in the last podcast.
Right.
And we actually predicted this, you and I, and say that he correct. Would either be in the top three. So congratulations, Sir Kitty. Little Rick, sorry.
Right. And then we have St. Vincent Soca Monarch and Raga Soca Monarch results. For the Soca Monarch results, we have first place Fireman Hooper, second place Skinny Fabulous, and third place Hypa 4000 and Small Circle Tide. And for Raga Soca, we had first place Fimba, second place Hans, third place Lepank, and fourth place Fireman Hooper. Let me just start by saying I am utterly devastated that Skinny Fabulous came in second for Soca Monarch.
Right.
That was my favorite for the competition, and I am devastated.
Skinny.
How do you feel about the results?
I didn't think that Fireman would have won. He was like we spoke about him as a dark horse, but I was actually more rooting for Skinny, because I know his song already made entry into Trinidad, and also it was big over the Caribbean, you know. So when I heard Amen came out victorious at the end of the night, I was a bit surprised, you know, just as you would have been surprised as well. But that's how the competition went. But the thing about it is, Fireman is like, because when I watched that performance, that was like it reminded me of Super Blue back in the day, you know, the same kind of energy, the same type of vibe, the chemistry with the people. He had that in his performance, and he did well. So I can't really knock him too hard, you know. So
I'm
not a fan of the song, because to me, like, the lyrics just not gravitating to me, you know.
It is
what it is, you know. It is just not my favorite. Skinny song is a better song in my opinion. And I know when it comes to performance wise, Skinny did deliver on stage, because if you watch his performance, he know to use the stage. He's like a veteran in the competition amongst these younger artists. You know, so that's how the competition went, you know?
Right. Yeah, I was very devastated. I was like, oh man, this is, and you know, it's not even just for preferences, because I know, like, for the Raga Soca, Fimba coming in with Funky Business, I mean, I knew that song was gonna, you know, push really hard. He actually won Road March as well, surprising to me, over the Road Problem Child, because of the two
Problem
songs.
Child, yeah.
The Road is a much better constructed song, Problem Child, than Funky Business. Funky Business is a good song. It's funny. You know, it's one of those kind of double entendre type songs, but it's like, you know, The Road is a better constructed song. And we talk about this all the time. Whenever you have these competitions, especially in these smaller islands, and the Soca Monarch, you know, is a person who music doesn't really transcend internationally, it makes that island have a tougher year for music, because people are looking to see who the Soca Monarch is. And if the Soca Monarch is not somebody who is popular, who is known, who is well respected out here, it, you know what I mean? It has a huge song. It's kind of like that island doesn't exist for the year.
Yeah. But I agree and I disagree, because, for instance, What's Ways from Grenada. They didn't win Soca Monarch. I think they came what, second or third. But they had that song, Top Striker. That song.
Right.
I'm just going back to that competition. In last year, it was about October last year. It's really when that song started to catch. Coming closer to the Uber Soca Cruise.
Right.
The song really make entry on the Soca Cruise and into Miami Carnival as well too. And it just went on from there, and all eyes was on Grenada in terms of who is Was Ways and who is Lil Natty and Thunder, you know?
Our eyes were on them. Okay, hold on. So name me three other big songs from 2017 that came out of Grenada.
Mm-hmm. Three other
name
big
me
songs?
Three.
don't put me on this spot.
No, I'm putting you on the spot because you're not going to be able to do that, right? If you were to say, name three big songs that came out of St. Vincent last year, you could. If you were like, name three big songs that came out of Barbados, you could. But you can't name three big songs that came out of Grenada last year. Because there were not three big songs that came out of Grenada last year. Because it was only Top Striker, right?
Only Top Striker, correct.
So, Lil Natty and Thunder didn't win Soca Monarch, but the Soca Monarch is Boise, right? Mm-hmm. And Boise didn't transcend internationally because Boise's song was written for Soca Monarch in Grenada. So that song is not a song that somebody internationally listening to it, who comes from France, would listen to it and relate to, because that song was written for Grenadian people. Where Top Striker was written for Fetters, you understand what I mean? So that's what I'm saying to you. When you have years where the Soca Monarch is not strong internationally, it's a weak year for the island. That's where I'm coming from. So like, and Lil Natty and Thunder, we talk about this all the time. A lot of people have no clue who they are. A lot of people don't know what they look like because it was just the song that made it.
The song was just big. Until they do a video, they would still be unknown to people in terms of the feature, the appearance. Nobody knows what they look like really, because it's just basically you'd only see them on interviews, radio interviews that are actually doing a recording. But other than you don't really have any visuals of them unless it's a stage Soca Monarch, and you really go and Google them or YouTube them or whatever.
Correct.
But you know, that's why we say visuals is important.
So and that's my point. So I'm saying, like, when the Soca Monarch is not strong internationally, it's usually a weak year for the island overall, because there isn't that push, you know, because of the Soca Monarch, king, queen, whatever it is. So, you know, that's just how I feel about that, because to me, the Funky Business will do well, you know, but I know that Amen, I can't see that song getting international forward. I just don't see it happening.
Just stay as a big song in the island itself, but going outside the island, I don't really see it coming into Trinidad or going into Miami or, you know, traveling the islands and the different countries now. You know, so.
Right. And going over to St. Lucia, we have the finalists for the Groovy Monarch. We have Ezra, The Fun Machine, Imran, Nerdy, Keisha, Mackie Levin, Mantius, Cupid, Sadale, Shemi J and Ompa. And then for Power Soca Monarch, we have the finalists Esteban, who's actually a friend of mine, Ezra the Fun Machine, Isla Man or Isla Man, Mantius, Nasus featuring Chrome, Platinum George and Mr. X, Cupid, Soca Psycho, and T Caro and Hyper. So you know, a lot of these people on this list, I actually don't know a lot of their music. I haven't heard anything. I've heard Esteban's song. So looking at this list, I don't even know how I could, you know, pick somebody for because in my mind I'm like, I don't even know who I would pick. This list,
I know Keisha in the Groovy that you just listed out there. But I'm just surprised that the song, because it's on the song is on the People Man, which is a big song. It's on the Sick Jab Rhythm. That rhythm is actually came out last year, in October, somewhere around October there. And Jidel and soca artist Jidel and Jojo from Trinidad, they were on the rhythm. Keisha was a late entry on the rhythm. But her song picked up momentum now. It actually got so big that it actually pulled the other songs on the rhythm. Because within the short season in Trinidad here, the rhythm didn't actually do good because it had so much releases and it was overpowered by the other songs from Marshall and whoever in rotation. So it didn't get much airplay. But after Trinidad Carnival and when Keisha jumped on the rhythm, the people gravitated to that song because it was kind of controversial and it had a little kick sting with it. And she marketed it properly. So that's how I get to know about Keisha being on the rhythm. And but I was just a little surprised that she's in Groovy, knowing that I thought that the It actually sounds like we were talking the other day, you and I, Babsy, when we were saying the song, some song songs so fast, but it's actually a slow BPM now, right?
Right.
That's what probably happened in this instance. It songs fast, but the BPM is actually slow, so it could be considered as a groupie. Sadel, that you just mentioned, he worked with Pretty in Trinidad here. So I kind of know of him, but the others are a little new to me. So we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, so we'll be reporting on this once the competition is over and letting everybody know who the winners are, etc. Because I have something, I couldn't even believe this. I was like, Warren, I got to talk to Warren about this. Please tell me, right, how Trinidadian artists have released already for 2019 Trinidad Carnival. How do these artists have releases already? Please explain this to me so I can understand.
It kind of shocking to me as well too, because knowing that the season next year will be a longer season, you would think that people would have been a little more relaxed and in terms of the releases. But some people, like, they're dropping songs for summer, hoping that it will just kind of spark others to release more music. But the music that is really coming out from the artists is more like summer songs. You get that kind of type of groove now, you know. It's not really power soca per se. And normally when artists release in Trinidad, they will start off with groovy first, and as the months progress, they will drop power soca and speed up the BPM in terms of the releases now. Right. But the songs are dropping so far, it's more like the summer party songs, July, August, but as we say in Trinidad. That's the kind of songs that are dropping, and also songs to crop over. There's one or two artists that song. Charles did, he's on the Rhythm with Problem Child, Monkey Steel Rhythm. And that's a crop over. And also Second Star, he's on a rhythm there with Bubba.
You know,
he's one of Bubba main writers. King Bubba main writer.
Rocket Launcher. Rocket Launcher with him.
Right? So
I actually really like Second Star, to be honest, because I just like him, you know what I mean? Yeah, I met him before. And we never really got to vibe, but then I saw him in Barbados and then we really got to vibe and I'm like, yo, he's cool, man, trust me.
He's actually grown as an artist. You see, we saw his growth. You know, he started off a little shaky, but with time and in terms of being consistent with the music, sometimes you might miss one and then you might pick up with the other one. And you could only get that consistency and the progression in terms of the growth of your career with the amount of songs that you release one after the other. Because sometimes people release one song and it's not resonating with people, and they're trying to force it down your throat, you know? And it pushes away your audience from you when they realize that you're forcing the song that is not connecting to them. Right? Better you move on, drop something else, and let's see if we like the other release. And I think Second Star understand that. And he did that. So we saw growth in his career. So kudos to Second Star.
Just to tribute the man, we gonna play his song on the Rocket Launcher Rhythm on the way out today. We gonna bring you up, Second Star. We gonna give you a little spot to play a tune on the way out, cause I think people like the music on the outro now, so we gonna have to do an outro every single week. But as I said, like, for Trinidadian artists so far, it's Benjai, K.I. and the band, Jax and Blacks all have done releases so far for 2019 Carnival. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be paying very much close attention to that, because, you know, when the music starts to come out, we got to be on top of it to talk about the people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Tao Pri's son is doing soca. So Tao Pri, I mean, Old Woman Alone, I guess you would have to know him from Grenada. His son just dropped a song. What do you think about the song when you heard it?
I like it because he reminds me of Marshall when he was growing up. You know, when Marshall was growing up, he had that kind of energy, he had that kind of swag. So you see that in Tal Pri also instilling that his son you know, from young, because most of these successful artists, Babzi, they have entered competitions from young. You know, it's either Supermonarch or Kiddies Calypso. You know, they have been trained in terms of competition from young, and I think Tap, we're doing a good job with him instilling him and guiding him to know how to move on the stage and work the stage, how to execute your song, and be confident in what you're singing. You know, because a lot of artists, they have big songs, but they can't, big brand name artists, you know, Babsy, and they have big songs and they cannot execute on the stage. And
it's true. Not
just about,
it's true.
Yeah, and then they can't even cue a band. You know, when you is a difference between performing with a DJ and performing with a band. You now have control of the band, so and the band follow your the band follows your lead. So whatever you say, they go in, they follow in you. So you have to know how to cue a band. So all these things is not known to a lot of new artists that is coming up. So to see Tap, you guiding his son and standing up there with him and making sure that he does the right thing on stage and in terms of execution is good. And the song is good, you know? It's a little wild. Right. It's a little wild.
Well, you know, listen to the lyrics. I'll tell you, it's funny because it's like, you know, I've seen a lot of kids in Soca lately, and like Lil Rick in Barbados has the Hypa Kids and he has Underdog. So three of his children are artists, and like, you know, Talpre's song, the song is very nice. It's well constructed. He's singing very well. Like for a young boy, his voice is very skilled. But I would have expected something like how the Hypa Kids were, because the Hypa Kids were a little bit more aggressive with it. You know, like they weren't like, you know, hey, jump, what? Like they were like spin, poosh, walk and go down to the ground, spin up and kick up. And I'm like, these kids are talking rough. You know what I mean? They're like, break off your waist. And I was like, wow. Where like Talpre's son is like, you know, so nice and cool about it. But you know what I was thinking? I think we should have an international Soca Monarch for children.
I think
if we did something like that, you would really get to see some of the kids out here who are like extremely talented and can do things, because
that's a platform that they will be I would love to see the kids all over the Caribbean enter in tuna, as they say, international. That would make more sense than just having it from country to country, you know?
Right.
So, we could just have it in one country and invite all the other countries to enter. And you will see you'd be surprised of the turnout. So, that's something
you could
probably pitch to some of the artists or whoever the promoter is and see what would happen.
Right. So, that would be a good idea, because as I said, like, it'd be nice to see a lot of the kids from the different islands competing. As I said, like, I put my money on Hypa Kids, because they look like, the performance for them too, they are really holding up their skirt and the dress and shirt and walking up and carrying on. Yeah. It's like, they have this written down. You know what I mean? So it's like, nice to see them. Yeah, man, they have this thing. It's like, when you hear them, you know, their lyrics, and they're like, take out your rag, pelt it down, fling it down, fling it wrong.
Yeah,
I'm like,
red
wow.
Brave, red brave.
So this week we also had a new music video release from Ricardo Drew called 90 Degrees. Ricardo Drew.
I kind
Drew,
of two minds in that. To tell you the truth, I still feel as though Ricardo searching for himself. I think he have a lot of talent. He have good vocals. But I just find after Vagabond, I just didn't get... So a lot of songs that he released didn't resonate with me. And that's my honest opinion.
I do not like this song, 90 Degrees, at all. I think the sweetness in his voice is lost, and you don't get the richness in his vocals in a song like this. It just sounds like noise to me. I really didn't like this song, and I was surprised, because I know Ricardo Drew is usually a sweet singing man, you know, and it's like, I don't like this song at all.
I
like him, Ricardo. If you're listening, I like you a lot.
And especially we have talked in the past already, and you know, I'll say, Drew, I ain't feeling this song. Well, you send me songs, and you know, you'll say, Warren, I want to hear your opinion and what you think about this. But this is not really one of my top picks from him. I think he has a lot of talent, and he could do much better. That's not really. It doesn't do anything for his vocals, because he have a good voice, you know. He's extremely talented.
Right.
He could perform, you know. He have come close to winning So Come On Accent and that. And I just think this is just not something that captivating any it will captivate any audience, you know. So.
But you know, I know there's a lot of pressure sometimes, especially when you come from the islands, you know, and you're a singer to sing soca, even though you may not necessarily be a soca singer. I don't I don't feel soca in Ricardo Drew. I feel more like of R&B for some reason. And I know he's from Antigua, and it's like, you know, like Teen Winter is from Antigua as well. Teen Winter is probably the best vocalist in soca right now. Hands down, you know what I mean? I don't think there's anybody that can, maybe Kes might be on it. Like T and Winter can blow, so can Marsville, right? But because they're from small islands, they end up doing soca. You know, I was driving somebody, you know, a couple weeks ago, and Marsville's cover of The Carpenter by John Holt came on, and the guy in the car could not believe that it was the same Marsville that sings Bang Bim. He's just like, there's this is the same guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, it's the same dude. And he's like, there's no way. In Bang Bim, he just sounds like, you know, and then it's like, you know what I mean? And
he sounds like a real seasoned bashman soca artist, right? It didn't sound like he was in pocket now, you know? Out of pocket. So for me, I would share that. I will share the same sentiments of that person I spoke to, because I didn't really think that Marsville was capable of singing had vocals like that, you know. So
and that's the thing, is like Marsville is an amazing singer, but I guess, you know, when you're trying to do R&B and lovers rock and lovers reggae, and it doesn't go well, you just jump up and do soca, and then it's just kind of like you then get pigeonholed in those types of genres. I know it's hard to be an R&B singer coming from the Caribbean, but I think now it's a lot more possible.
See, and then too, the Bajans have such a strong dialect too. You know, you have to to be an R&B singer. Like I saw Rihanna, they had to teach her how to pronounce certain words now. You know, I've seen it with different artists as well too. You know, so your strong Caribbean accent, you have to know how to pronounce certain words when you're singing songs like in a different genre, such as R&B. Our dialect in the Caribbean is so strong, you know, so one word that we may say may not sound exactly like how the international audience will receive it now, you know. So, and it will just have the same meaning. So we just have to know how to pronounce certain words and stuff like that, you know. So
right. Well, you know. Yeah, I wish everybody luck. I hope Ricardo Drew does get to find his groove and does get to find himself, you know. His baby mother is doing extremely well, Patrice. So I hope you keep up, brother, because you don't want your baby mother to run leave you. You know what I mean? It's not like y'all is Jay-Z and Beyonce, the money going one place, you know? So, boys, just keep up. That's what my only advice to you, you know? Speaking about that, you know, the main topic for today, I guess, is something that you and I talk about all the time, and it's burning bridges in the industry, which is a very big problem for a lot of artists. You know, what do you think about how important relationships are in the industry?
Yeah, relationships is so important, Babsy, because, you know, you may feel they could say something about somebody and you may not need them in the long run. And sometimes how the stars align in terms of the atmosphere, you may end up needing that same person. You may want to have a relationship with that person, or that person could help you in some instance, you know. And we take these relationships for granted, you know, because I'll give you an example. Early last year, somebody had sent me a rhythm. A producer sent me a rhythm, and it had some comparisons that they were making with a rhythm that Muto released, right? And it was on the Guada rhythm, and the other sent a rhythm that they did, and it sung similar. It had some similar synths or whatever. Anyway.
No, it was the same rhythm. It was the same rhythm, but go on. Yep.
Right, yeah.
I heard the two of them.
And some, I think some days before that, I'd write a post stating that I was just kind of bigging up Muto, and you know, for his achievements into Trinidad, because it's very hard for a producer outside of Trinidad to make entry and to put a rhythm such as the Guada rhythm and get the type of artist to go on the rhythm, and also the Fawcett rhythm as well. He did good with that. You know, and he also did Showtime with Marshall Montano, and he also worked with Skinny as well. You know, so these guys, they don't really give, unless you have something to put out that is real gravitating to them, they're not going to jump on a rhythm with you just like that, knowing that you're a new producer. So I was kind of like giving him credit for that, and then I wrote a post after that when somebody brought the rhythm to me and say, all right, this is the same rhythm. And so I was like, how Muto could do that? You know what I mean? We really big him up, and we give him love and all kind of thing. And this was a rhythm that was made from before in Trinidad. But anyway, it sort out, it worked its way out, and moving forward today, I'm working with Muto in terms of, so if I really went in hard and really kind of discredit kind of work that he was doing, and not looking at the bigger picture that he actually contributed, making a contribution to soca, he could have dealt with me a different way. But he's a cool fella, and I have a better understanding of knowing how to maintain relationships because of that instance. Because today I made a connection with Muto, another international songwriter, and they now have some chemistry, right, and they're going to work together. And it's all about networking and knowing how to maintain relationships in this industry is very important, you know? So
yeah, and you know, that's one of the things that people don't even realize necessarily about me. They'll be like, you know, Babsy, how you get here? Babsy, how you get there? Babsy, how you doing this? Babsy, how you doing that? And it's like, I'm doing that because I have good relationships with the people who's doing it. Like, I'm going to Jamaica on Thursday, and you know, some fest, you know, it's very hard for bloggers to get media accreditation anywhere in the Caribbean. And it was like, you know, my ex that I was with before, Kevin, was a part of Downsound. And back then, Downsound was just a record label. Now Downsound owns Sumfest and they own Jamaica Carnival, right? It's like, if I did not maintain a good relationship with them when my ex and them fell out, right? Yeah. I could have then put myself in a situation where I need to go to Sumfest now. You know, and I was able to call Joe Bogdanovich directly because we have that relationship. Mm-hmm. And had I followed behind my ex and listened to all his lies and his nonsense, I may not be cool with these guys right now. Yeah. And I may not be able to go to Sumfest and get media accreditation and do these things. And that's the number one thing that I have. Like, people will be like, how do you call Allison Hynes directly? And then how do you get to call Everton Blender directly? And I'm like, relationships. Credibility. These people know, like, and I'll be honest, like, I have secrets for these artists, and I've never blogged about them where other people would have, because they would have wanted the story, right? Like, for me, I straight up don't talk about people's personal lives, and that's why I've been able as a vlogger to maintain such strong, you know, like, I knew Ricardo Drew was Patrice's baby father. But I didn't need to say that first until they spoke about that first. That's not my business,
that's
right?
Not somebody's business.
And then would Patrice like me and be walking around with me if I had been the one to out that first and been like, hey, I got some news for y'all, and start talking out their business? Like, and that's what people don't understand. You as a person is going to define how far you get in this industry, in the business. And if you're a person who, you know, I mean, we've seen this all the time, Warren, where
artists will bust and then they'll leave the producer because they don't want to give that producer any money, any recognition, any credit. And then it's like they flop from that point on.
Yeah, we've seen that. I've seen that in Trinidad. Lots of relationships have delinquished because of that, because of greed. You know, some artists, they read Soca Monarch when you're supposed to pay the producer a certain percentage. No. When you see this big money coming to your hand and that you never had it before, so you feel a type of way to give somebody 5% or 10% out of it or whatever the contract stated. You go on with all the money, and at the end of the day, season come back around and you need to get a hit to make entry into Carnival again, and you're doing that bridge. You understand? You can't work with that producer again, or you can't work with the songwriter again because you didn't put up. You didn't honor your part of the bargain. You understand? You breach your contract.
Exactly.
So exactly. By breaching that contract now, you burn a bridge. You understand? And people talk. This industry is not that big. You know? So people talk.
Right, saying, right, right.
Well, so and so, I'm not working with him because that man is a greedy man when it comes to contract. You don't understand the business. You know? And
it goes around
in a circle. So you're dirty your name there. So new artists have to understand contracts. Once you say something in a contract and you sign a contract with a producer or a writer and they put 15%, you're supposed to honor that in terms of creditation, credit or remuneration. When you collect money or whatever it is, you're supposed to honor your contract. You know, so it is very important in terms of not breaching your contract and standing by your word, you know, because this business is very small and a lot of people talk, you know, so
exactly
you don't want to have that attached to your name as a new artist, you know, because it can finish up very fast.
Yep, and that's my advice to all the artists out here, and even all the industry people out here. Even if you're a journalist, you're, you know, a vlogger, a blogger. You know, there's this conception that as a blogger, you have to be this kind of a cutthroat, disrespectful, you know, belittling people type of situation, and you don't have to be like. There's been people that I've been very critical of their music publicly, like Denise Belfon, and we're very good friends to this day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I didn't disrespect her. I just spoke about the song. The music. About the music. And, you know, you don't want to start getting into who dating who and who horned who and, like, stay, you know, my advice is to stay away from that. And you can't monetize that anyway. So, you know, you're a journalist, you're a vlogger, you're a person in the media. That type of stuff, you know, I've been here for a while, and I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of people rise as gossip bloggers, and they never last because people get tired of you after a while, and they just look at you as some kind of a mix-up type person, and they just, you know, they just stop checking your site out. And I've seen so many people fall as gossip bloggers, so many people.
Because at the end of the day, they don't want to drop. You don't want to get personal and drag down somebody because at the end of the day, people trying and they spend a lot of money in terms of on their productions. So, you know, you still have to kind of give them credit for being out there, putting themselves out there, you know, because it's not easy to put yourself out there to the world, not only to the region, but you're putting yourself out there to the world and you're being criticized in any aspect. So, we're just here to promote the music and speak about the music. Not everything we would like. At the end of the day, yes, we would have dislikes and we won't agree on everything, but we don't have to get personal. That's not our business, you know? Leave the personal.
Yeah.
Don't get personal. That's not your business. Whatever they do behind the door, that's not your business, you know? Speak about the music. Nobody can say no, but leave them, because at the end of the day, these people are humans just like us. So you won't want anybody to speak about you. And drag it on for anything unnecessary. All right, so
drag you down for something that you know you're going through that's not necessarily your fault, or you know you don't have anything to do about that, but you know you're getting the blame for it. So
Right. So there right. you guys have it. Podcast number 3 out and cranking. You surviving, Warren? How you feeling?
Yeah, surviving. Okay, so I'm now getting comfortable.
You're loosening up and thing. I hear you say 2 curse words today, so I know you're loosening up a little bit, you know? So give the people your social media handle so they can find you, because, you know, everyone's going to want to know and send you the music because they're not sending it to me no more. So they're sending it to you.
Yeah, you're pulling out yourself. All right, no problem. All right, you could find me on Facebook, Warren Civic McKenzie. You could find me on Instagram, Warren Civic, and on Twitter, Warren Civic.
Right, and I am Strictly Babsy on all my social media outlets except for Facebook. My name there is Babsy at Large. So enough respect to everybody for listening to this podcast today. We're going to be going out to Bumper by Sakan Sta on the Rocket Launcher Rhythm, and we're going to catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Hey, 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 roll it down. Hey, 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 my girl, I come for your bumper. I come for your bumper. Can't show me your bumper, cause I don't care what nobody say. I come for your bumper. I come for your bumper. Can't show me your bumper. Come right now, I come to make my name. The way you been on it, and then it turn and twist. Girl, oh my God, this bumper is sweet. Turn and twist.